Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I come to you on this Wednesday, June 15th. And this morning I'm coming to you from my air-conditioned study here at the church because it's been so hot. What a hot weekend we had here in Citrus Heights. And when it's hot, we have to remember to hydrate. I hope you've been remembering to drink plenty of water throughout the heat. And I got to tell you, I can deal with the hot or with the dry heat that we get here, but we actually weren't here this weekend. We were in Connecticut attending the quote-unquote holy closure of the church that we served there. And in Connecticut, it was not as hot as it is here, but it was humid. And I don't deal well with the humidity. I suppose with the humidity, you need to hydrate less and it's good for your skin, but I would much rather take this dry heat. When we lived in Las Vegas, they used to remind us when you went out in that dry heat to always bring water. And so I encourage you to stay hydrated. In that vein, I'm standing here next to this print by Sadao Watanabe, a Japanese artist. And this is a depiction of the Samaritan woman at the well. And if you remember the story, the end of January, we read it in worship from John chapter 4, and I preached on it. And at the beginning of the story, Jesus shows up at this well, and he runs into this Samaritan woman, and he asks her to give him a drink. It's midday, the sun is beating down upon them, and he is thirsty. And the woman said, "Well, how can I get you water? You don't have a bucket." And they have a conversation about getting one's thirst satisfied. And Jesus tells this woman that if you drink of the living water that I offer, you will never be thirsty again. This woman, throughout, as the story goes, comes to understand that the person she is talking to is the Lord, the Messiah, for he knew everything that she had ever done. She knew about her multiple marriages. She knew that the man she was living with was, he knew the man she was living with was not her husband, and she left the well and ran into the city to tell people about this man who knew everything that she had ever done. Jesus offered to give her and offers to give us living water that we may never thirst again. Here we are at the beginning portion of the summer, and our schedules sure do get busy. And during summer, it can be hard to find time to gather for worship. But just like we need to drink water when it's hot out during the summer, we need to remember to drink of this living water that Jesus offers each and every one of us. And we do that probably most clearly when we gather for worship, when we come and we come to the Lord's table together and we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, where we receive the grace that has been offered to us through Jesus Christ. This living water by which we know that we will have everlasting and eternal life. In the busyness of your summer schedules, I encourage you to gather in worship. Gather on Sundays when you're here in town, in the worshiping community that where you feel most comfortable, and where you are gathered with the family, the body of Christ, as you understand them. And when you're traveling, check out a church on your travels, and that'll help you come to better know the community in which and where you are vacationing. Come to the well that you might have your thirst satisfied, that you may not be dehydrated. Come and drink this living water that Jesus offers to us all. It's been good spending a few minutes with you on this Wednesday morning, and I look forward to seeing you in worship this Sunday as we continue our sermon series on 1 John, the end of chapter 1 and the first couple of verses in chapter 2.